my home in Newfoundland many years ago, with my guitar on my shoulder to do a country show.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
I'm the singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
And well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. I would like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, stationed in Cornwall, Ontario. Us being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada. Also heard throughout the world at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube, and also www.oshawarocks.com. With all that mentioned, I'd like to now welcome y'all into this, the third and final hour of our program today. I'd like to also send out a couple of songs to our dear friends and listeners south of the border, who are celebrating their 250th anniversary of their founding and Independence Day on July 4th of this year. So in honor of our friends, dedicate two songs for them. First, it'll be the legendary Tommy Cash, and a song which truly hits close to me and many others' ways of thinking, called Tears on Lincoln's Face. We'll then follow with his brother, Johnny Cash, and a song called The Song of the Patriot. With that, I'd like to say good morning and also welcome in here to the third and final hour.
The unknown soldier's turning in his grave. Has our country gone so far it can't be saved? Will Miss Liberty ever smile again? What was built by God, will it be destroyed by man? I see Washington at Valley Forge, Jackson at New Orleans, Jim Bowie at the Alamo, they all had a common dream. See everyone in the whole wide world united as a peaceful race. We don't heed their call, this nation's gonna fall like the tears on Lincoln's face. The Prince of Peace walked among us long ago. He warned us that we'd reap just what we sow. We no longer have the faith of a mustard seed, 'cause we're sowing anger, hate, and greed. I see Washington at Valley Forge, Jackson at New Orleans, Jim Bowie at the Alamo, they all had a common dream. To see everyone in the whole wide world united as a peaceful race. And if we don't heed their call, this nation's gonna fall like the tears on Lincoln's face. I see Washington at Valley Forge, Jackson at New Orleans, Jim Bowie at the Alamo, they all had a car.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white, and blue, and I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving, patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning,
My blood begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. 'Cause I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goal that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. And I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. When I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own. 'Cause I love all my brothers and we're proud of our birth. We've got the greatest country here on God's green earth. Flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes of Canada as we pay tribute to the Great Atlantic Lullaby segment. With that mentioned, I'd like to start with song to Peter Myrna Trenholm this morning, my dear friends in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today will be Marg Osborne of the Don Messer Islanders and a song she recorded many years ago called Something to Sing About. We'll then follow with the original cast of Sing-Along Jubilee, which included, of course, Freddie McKenna, and was the start of Anne Murray. But with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to their Canadian version of This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land. And then we'll wrap up with the legendary pioneer of Canadian country music, who many thought to come from the East Coast, but was actually from Bent River, Ontario. And we've got this song going out to my good friend and my stepdad, none other than Big Al. And of course, that's going to be a song by Smiley Bates called Proud Canadian. Now, Big Al knew Smiley for many years, and this one's going out to him today on this Canada Day long weekend. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 119 FM.
The Grand Banks of Newfoundland lays on the ridge of the Miramichi. Watch the waves tear and roar at the stone coast of Labrador. Watch them roll back to the great northern sea. From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies, the lakes, to Ontario's towers, from the sound of Mount Royal's chimes out to the Maritimes. Something to say about this land of ours. I have watched the dawn from the fields of Saskatchewan, followed the sun to the Vancouver shore, watched the quick shining moon on the snow peaks of Caribou, up to the clouds where the wild Rockies soar. This land of ours. I have wandered my way to the wild first morning dew. Heard the sweet summer breeze in the leaves of the maple trees, sharing the song that I'm singing for you. From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highlands, across the prairies and lakes to Ontario's towers, from the sound of Mount Royal's chimes out to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours.
Land is your land.
This land is my land. From Bonne Vista to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake Waters, this land was made for you and me.
As I was born, that ribbon of highway, well, it's above me, the endless skyway, and down below.
Live in brave and free. Canadian, I'm so proud to be. From the Yukon's mighty rivers and the Rockies' majesty, I'll sing it from the prairies right down to old Grand Prix. Canada, I love you. You mean the world to me. Yes, Canada, I love you.
Sun was setting in the west, the birds were singing on every tree.
Friends, it's recording artist Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
So farewell, farewell to Nova Scotia's charms. It's early in the morning and I'm far, far away.
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to the high, lonesome sounds of bluegrass music from years gone by, and with that mentioned, we have been paying tribute to Canada a lot today, but we are also going to be paying tribute to our friends south of the border and our many listeners down south. With that mentioned, let's begin with Ralph Stanley and his song, Are You Proud of America? We'll then follow with another all-time classic, this time by my dear friend and late friend Jesse McReynolds, joined with his brother Jim McReynolds as the legendary Jim and Jesse brother team. They recorded several patriotic songs about America, including Jim and Jesse's all-time classic called Thank God for the USA, and we'll wrap up with our salute to American friends with their 250th birthday coming up with an all-time classic called Where's America Headed? And this one is by the legendary Queen of the Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia, Wilma Lee Cooper. We as Canadians love you all down south, but we will never be your 51st state. With that, we'll dedicate these to all our friends who still believe in the friendship that we have always had with the American and Canadian people. Welcome in, friends.
A lot of folks think America is calling. There's some that say we've lost our pride.
Give on to make a band of freedom, where the sons of courage are born. There's a land of the star-spangled banner. There's a nation as fair as the day. Thank God for the land born of freedom. Thank God for the USA. Let us trust in the faith of our fathers and the emblem of red, white, and blue. May it wave o'er our nation forever, for the brave and the free and the true. Let us give thanks to God now and ever, for our country, the land of the free. Thank God for the land born of freedom. Thank God for the USA. Stripes of old glory, let us humbly and earnestly pray. Thank God for the land born of freedom. Thank God for the USA. Thank God for the USA. Land of the brave and true. Thank God for the true American way, for the stars and the red.
freight train, freight train, going so fast. Freight train, freight train, going so fast.
Hi there, this is Jesse McReynolds, member of the Grand Ole Opry, Nashville, Tennessee. And you listen to my friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9.
I don't care what train I'm on, as long as it keeps rolling on.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special third and final interview with none other than another true Canadian pioneer of country music. And this was recorded in November of 2020, but is still a favorite interview of mine and speaks about our country's most beloved Newfoundland pioneer. That, of course, is the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall. Now, with this mentioned, we'll follow this all-time classic interview from 6 years ago with Michael T. with an all-time classic that he recorded, and Roy Payne also wrote, called I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf. With that, here's an all-time classic, as I said, from the year 2020, some 6 years ago, during the height of the pandemic. With that, here's Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and also the King of the Newfies. My dear friend, Mr. Michael T. Wall.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the singing Newfoundlander right here.
So, let's go back to 1939. You were born into a family of nine. What are your earliest musical memories growing up?
Well, I remember, when I got around maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, I remember Wilf Carter, listening to Wilf Carter on radio.
Yes.
And yodeling.
Yes.
And Hank Snow and Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and I knew back then, I said, someday I'm going to meet those guys, and I did.
Exactly, you sure did. Yeah.
And back in 1956, when my hero, Johnny Cash, came on the scene, I said, that's what I want to do.
Exactly, that's right.
And I said, I'm going to meet him too, and I did in 1961 at Massey Hall.
In Toronto. Yes.
Yeah, I think I sent you the photo. I think.
You sure did, yeah. Yes. What was he like to meet?
He was a great person. As a matter of fact, I spent quite a while backstage in his dressing room with him and Luther Perkins. I think Luther Perkins took that photo that I sent you.
Is that right? And yes.
June Carter was there at the time. Well, it was quite a gang of other entertainers too, but
yeah.
I was just focused on meeting my hero, the man in black.
Exactly.
And and I did. We had a great chat back then, and I met him many times after it.
Exactly.
At Maple Leaf Gardens, CNE, backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, points in between.
And coming to thinking about Grand Ole Opry, I hear you also sang on the Opry stage.
Yes, way back, I think it was 1991, appeared at the Grand Ole Opry, and I sang my songs about Newfoundland, and they just loved those country songs about Newfoundland and Canada.
Okay.
I remember singing Roy Payne's song, I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf.
Yes.
I sang that at the Grand Ole Opry. It was a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
During fanfare.
Oh, amazing. Yes. And so, tell us how you got the nickname, the Singing Newfoundlander.
Well, I remember listening and hearing on the radio the Singing Ranger, Hank Snow, and
yes.
I took the Singing Newfoundlander from that name, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just caught on with all the Newfoundlanders living in Toronto, Ontario, and other places across Canada, and you know, the rest is history, really.
Yes, okay.
And then I got my special suits, you know, with the big green map of Newfoundland on the back. I wanted to be different. I wore my jackets all around the world. I've been around the world 4 times. I feel like an astronaut.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I guess you heard, I appeared at Rock Hill Park. You heard of Rock Hill Park. I sang at Rock Hill Park for 14 years with all the top national stars. I would open up for those guys.
Amazing.
And we became friends like Freddie Fender, Ernest Tubb and all these guys.
Oh, yes, Ernest and Freddie, yes. Well, who was your favorite to open for?
My favorite entertainer, you mean, a meeting? Like,
yes.
Well, my hero, Johnny Cash. Always been my hero and always will be.
Exactly.
I know his brother, too, Tommy, quite well.
And Tommy's a good friend of ours as well, yes, for sure.
Tommy used to come to the Horseshoe Tavern.
Yes.
I think I'll send you a picture of me and Tommy. I just had a letter from him not long ago.
Is that right?
I sent him my version of Folsom Prison Blues, and he thought it was a great tribute to his brother.
Oh,
I had the letter. Maybe I'll copy that letter and send it to you.
Sure.
You'll hear me on YouTube. I'm singing Folsom Prison Blues live on Senior Star.
Yes.
And that was quite a thrill to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll see me shaking hands with Johnny Cash at the Grand Ole Opry on YouTube if Michael T. Wall fans and friends want to check it out.
Sure. So the first premier of Newfoundland, Mr. Joey Smallwood, was so inspired by your way of patriotism to Newfoundlanders that he also named you the official ambassador of Newfoundland.
I was quite honored.
Yes. What did that title mean to you?
Well, it's like getting the gold record.
Yes.
I'm quite happy with that title. And, well, I have a lot of titles.
Yes,
I've been called, I've been called the other man in black because now I wear black tuxedo suits. And I've been called, as you know, the singing Newfoundlander, the king of the Newfies, the singing Newfie boy, and it goes on and on.
And the Newfoundland,
Australia's adopted son, and Germany's adopted son, Poland's adopted son.
Amazing. So you sure have gotten around.
I have so much fun still at my age, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you're about to ask me my age.
Well, I should, but...
I was born November the 2nd, 1938. So
1938, okay, yes.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind because I look great.
Yes.
And I feel good. I'm in good health. Just last week, November the 2nd, I turned 82 years young.
Well, congratulations. Yes.
I'll tell you my secret, and I'll tell everyone out there in Radio Land. I never smoked, I never drank, and I never took drugs in my life, and that's why I'm still here.
Amen to that, Michael.
Yeah,
exactly.
Amen.
Yes. None of that poisonous stuff in your body.
And I'm a good Christian man also.
Amen, yes. Yes.
I don't mind telling the world, but the highlight of my life, I was in the Holy Land, Israel. And I was there with David Maines and Norma Jean Maines. David Maines baptized me in the River Jordan.
Oh, amazing, yes.
And I have that on video, and that was the highlight of my life. I don't mind telling everybody.
Exactly.
It changed my life.
And I've been a Christian for actually 10 years since my grandmother passed away, and it's the best life I can ever lead is through him.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Exactly.
I'm great that you're a good Christian man.
Exactly.
Just Sunday passed, it was Remembrance Day weekend at the Scarborough Baptist Church in Toronto. Scarborough, Toronto.
Okay.
Scarborough's part of Toronto now. And I was invited to sing I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf, and they videotaped my show. My performance, I should say.
Yes.
And the congregation really loved it, and they wanted to buy that song, so I had some in the car.
Yes.
So I had fun,
So tell us about, if you would, two of my favorite songs of yours. First of all, the Newfie Bullet, and the other one is the Big Old Newfie Dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, my friend Artie McLaren, he's passed away now, he was from PEI, he wrote that song, Big Old Newfie Dog, and nobody would touch it. Nobody wanted to sing it.
Oh, yes.
And I said, Artie, I want to record that song because I am from Newfoundland, and we have a Newfoundland dog.
Yes.
So he So he shared the song with me. He gave me half the writer's credit off the song and the publishing rights. So I've been promoted all over the world, and
yes,
it's done really good. I've sold a lot of CDs just because of that song.
Yes, and it is a cute one. That's for sure.
No, thank you. you can hear the dogs barking on the song.
Exactly.
Too.
I'm an owner of 3 huskies, so I know dogs mean a lot.
Oh, yeah, dogs are great pets, and I like husky dogs, too.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Or my postal box number.
Okay, sure. I'll get those from you after. And did you say Artie McLaren has passed away?
Oh, Artie passed away 5 years ago.
Is that right? Yes, I usually play his Christmas song, Old Fashioned Christmas.
Yeah, he was a great entertainer.
He sure was, and a true Canadian voice as well.
Yes. Yes.
So, if you would, tell us about that Newfie Bullet.
The Newfie Bullet?
Song, yeah.
Oh, the Newfie Bullet. Well, the real name, it was a train, as you know, but the real name was the Caribou.
The Caribou, yes, okay.
And I rode on the Newfie Bullet, the Caribou. When I was just a kid, we used to ride across Newfoundland on the Newfie Bullet.
Okay.
Myself and my dad. We used to go, we would, you know, board the Newfie Bullet, and we all go fishing, you know, drop off somewhere in the country, and we'd go on a fishing trip. And I remember eating lots of baker's bread, we call it, you know, the bread you buy in the store now. We call it baker's bread and molasses.
Oh, amazing.
So we would take on a hunting trip.
Yes.
So when we run out of worms, we would put some molasses and bread on the hook.
Yes.
I remember doing that and it worked.
Did it? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's a little Newfie trick, is it?
that was the good old days. Yeah,
exactly.
The Newfie Bullet was a really famous train, as you know. I mean, I have friends from Germany who like that song, too, the Newfie Bullet song.
It's a great song, that's for sure, Michael, yeah. And you have spent over 6 decades in country music. And during that time, what have you found is the biggest change in the music business?
Well, you know, there's new country.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of new country. And I know things have to change, you know. Music changes like a lot of other things. But I like the old traditional country style. I guess I'm from the old school. Probably you are too.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm a third generation radio host, but I still go back to the original stuff.
Yeah, and I want to thank Wolf Milestone. He's the one that told you about me, I think.
Oh yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah, Wolf was played bass guitar for me for I think 25 years.
Is that right? Wolf's a good guy. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he has his own band now. I'm semi-retired, but it seems like I can never get out of the music business. I'm back in the recording studio now working on a new CD album, and the title is The Best of Michael T. Wall.
Well, that's great, Michael, yes.
And when this COVID virus is over, the COVID-19 virus, I can't wait to get back on the road.
Well, we'd love to have you down here in Kingston. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure, I'll be passing through Kingston, because I have a sister living there, and I want to go down and see her.
Oh, yes.
And I've been asked to go back overseas to Australia and New Zealand, so...
Okay. And that comes to our next question, is you have recorded in many places, including Australia. What is the music like in Australia?
Oh, it's traditional.
Like, is it?
Like
yes.
The kind of music you and I like. Traditional country music, and Slim Dusty, as you know, he was the king of country music.
Yes,
well, he was a good friend of mine, a really good friend.
Yes.
And I was telling you, I'm working on a new CD titled The Best of Michael T. Wall.
Yes.
And it really includes some early cuts from my 1970 Nashville recording session.
Uh-huh.
In Music City, USA. And the band I used back then, you're not going to believe this, but it's true, DJ Fontana and his band.
Amazing, yes.
DJ was doing session work in Nashville, Tennessee, and I happen to be there at the same recording studio. So
yes.
I'm sorry. Before I forget,
yeah.
I'd like to say a big hello out there in Radioland to all Michael T. Wall fans across Ontario.
Yes.
And beyond for their support all these years. You know, I'm going to thank them very much.
Well, we'll get that out for you. Yeah. So the very last question today is a question I ask of everybody, and it's personal. But that is, how would you like to be remembered when the time comes?
I just like to be remembered, you know, as an ambassador, a musical ambassador for Newfoundland throughout the world, you know.
And I'm sure we will remember you for your songs and your many stories, and hopefully we can do this again in the new year.
Yeah, I'd like to mention, right now I'm in, I think it's 4 or 5 country music halls of fame around the world.
Yes.
And I have a guitar in each hall of fame.
Amazing.
The only problem, I'm running out of guitars.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm also in the National Music Center in Calgary, Alberta, with Gordon Lightfoot, Ann Murray, and
Gordy Tapp, our dear friend.
Don Messer and Hank Snow and all those guys.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny, for the nice interview.
Okay, well, you stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
In my opinion, this is the greatest song ever written about Canada. My thanks to Roy Payne for writing a great song.
I've seen a lot of sadness in the countries of this world. I've seen the starving faces of a million boys and girls. I walked the war-torn countrysides and the bloody, battered streets where young men fought and died because they wanted to be free. And as I watched my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this country that I'm living in. There are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for a single maple leaf. When you think you've got troubles, just listen to the news, and I'm sure you'll realize, my friends, your troubles, they are few. Compared to those of others in the countries of this world, we live in a paradise, a rare and priceless pearl. Yes, friends, we've got so much to be grateful for all across this land, from the mighty Pacific Ocean to the shores of Newfoundland. So tonight, when your children pray, down on their knees, you ask them to ask God to bless Canada and forever keep her free. And as I watch my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this beautiful country that we're living in. There are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for one single maple leaf. I wouldn't take $1 million.
single maple leaf.
I'm standing Nova Scotia proud for Canada. This is Anne Murray. Early in my career, I received a lot of pressure to move to the U.S., but I just couldn't do it. Canada was my safe haven, my light at the end of the tunnel, and it still is. Buy Canadian. Shop as if your country depends upon it. Keep your money in Canada for Canada.
And well, yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with our good friend and true Newfoundland pioneer of country music, Michael T. Wall. Now, once again, it's that time in the program, Salute the Wayback Song of the Week. With that mentioned, this next song was requested by my dear friend, John Arsenault of Guelph, Ontario. So with that mentioned, we'll send this out to John and his wife and better half, Kathy, up there in Guelph. Today will be from Tom Northcott and a song called The Canada Song. With that, we'll send this out to John and Kathy, and I also wish them a happy Canada Day on Wednesday. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I've had a feeling a long, long time. It has filled my heart, spilled into my mind, and I cannot tell you how began, but now it's part of me. I start to understand. Oh Canada, oh Canada, oh Canada, oh Canada.
Now, friends, of course, it's that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. But before we say so long, I would like to once again play a little clip from Stompin' Tom Connors, the king of Canadian country music.
Stompin' Tom here. Happy birthday, Canada.
And yes, friends, as Stompin' Tom just said, happy birthday, Canada. And happy birthday to each and every one of you proud Canadians out there as we say so long for another Sunday morning. With that, I would also like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the program today, sending some special love to our friends down south as they celebrate their 250th birthday of American independence, and also sending some love out to our Canadian pioneers and listeners out there on our 159th anniversary of freedom. With that mentioned, let's send us all the way home today with a couple of songs dedicated to the men and women who helped to give us the protection of our countries, and also thank you to our soldiers who have served during the wars. But with that mentioned, we'll dedicate these to our war veterans on both sides of the border. First of all, it's going to be the song by Stompin' Tom Connors off his last album called The Flanders Field Song. That's going out to all our friends up here in the North Country. Then we'll dedicate another classic to our American listeners and all the veterans south of the border, including Jimmy Rogers of upstate New York and Carthage. And it's going to be an all-time classic by Doc and Chickie Williams, and Searching for a Soldier's Grave. With that, may God bless and keep y'all, and may you also have a happy and safe week and Independence Day, but also a very safe and happy Canada Day on Wednesday. With that, may God bless and keep y'all, and as they say, keep it country out there, friends. So long for now.
In Flanders fields, where poppies grow, between the crosses, row on row, our graves are marked, as here we lie, out where the larks still bravely singing fly, yet scarcely heard amid the guns below. In Flanders fields, where the poppies grow, in Flanders fields, not long ago, we felt the dawnings and the sunset's glow. We lived in love and with great pride. We left our homes and then for freedom died. But are we dead? Do you answer no? In Flanders fields, where poppies grow, in Flanders fields, we fought our foe, and from our hands now the torch we throw. And as it burns, please hold it high, for if you break the faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though fair winds blow, in Flanders fields, where poppies grow. We shall not sleep, though fair winds blow, in Flanders fields, where the poppies grow.
Stranger, why am I?
3,000 miles of rolling green. Like many others, my loved one was killed in action. That's why I'm here, I'm searching for his grave.
Saratoga, Yorktown, Bull Run, Gettysburg, Vicksburg, Lookout Mountain, the Little Bighorn, the Alamo, Waterloo, the Charge of San Juan Hill, New Orleans, Dunkirk, the Battle of the Bulge, Guadalcanal, Normandy, the Crossing of the Rhine, Iwo Jima, Okinawa, Flanders Field, Korea, and Arlington. Beside each cross mark, here all around me, I kneel down and gladly say a prayer.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time goes by.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to